Now, this was a bedroom, and this is a bedroom, and this is a bedroom. And, of course, this was a hall here, and this was a kitchen and dining room all together.
How have you changed the house?
Do which?
How have you changed it?
Well, I haven't changed it at all except the kitchen. I didn't build it here.
Mm-hmm.
It came a storm here several years before I moved this house here and blew it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I never did build it back to this at all.
You've shut this room?
Yeah. This is what blew away the kitchen here. It blew away, and I didn't build it back, you see, to here at all. But that's the way it was when it's over there. Now, like it is here, it's this here all except this, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I could draw this off here, like, if you wanted.
Well, tell me what you... Do you still use this as a bedroom here?
Yeah, use this for a bedroom, and this for a bedroom, and this for a bedroom. Three.
Where's your kitchen now?
Well, my kitchen now is in here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I use
this for a bedroom now, and this for a bedroom, and this for a kitchen,
uh-huh.
And now I use... this for a bedroom, you see.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, I don't now. We did for a while, but we don't now. Just.
Uh-huh. I see.
That's about as best, I believe, as I can draw it off. Of course, it wasn't drawn pretty and straight and all. I made it catty-corner and all, but that's some like the shape it was.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear any old-fashioned name for kitchens?
No, just kitchens, all that. They called it then, the old-fashioned name, the kitchen.
Uh-huh. What about for porch?
Well, some called them gallery. Gallery.
Uh-huh. Do you hear that word now?
Yes, the gallery,
Do you hear people say gallery now?
No, not now. They call them porch now. And they're not very many houses now that has porches on them.
Uh-huh.
This new model of houses they build now, they don't put porches on them.
Talking about the fireplace, the part that comes out, the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace.
Yeah, that's right, in front of the fireplace, open, you see in the house, right?
What do you call it?
Well, you see where they build a fireplace here, and leave this open place come in the house, well, they let the hearth, what they call the hearth from the fireplace, come out
mm-hmm.
about 18 or 20 inches in the room, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the fire from burning the floor, you see. They don't let the floor go right up to it. They call that the hearth.
What's the thing that goes up above?
A plate. Call that the plate. Plate of the house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they call that the plate of the house. Goes up both. That's the plate, and this up comes up these round is the rafters.
Uh-huh.
And then the strips, of course, is the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about on the fireplace? The thing you can set a clock on up above the fireplace?
Well, you have a mantel shelf. Yeah, called a mantel shelf.
What do you set the wood on?
Do which?
What do you set the wood on in the fireplace?
Oh, andirons.
Do you ever hear any old-fashioned name for that?
No, andirons, I believe, is the only name that I ever heard of.
What?
Andirons. Andirons.
What about dog irons or fire dogs?
Well, I tell you, they did call it dog.